Case number 10,699, Galen Barry Furman.
Any paperwork from you guys?
Call the office.
You call the office in the morning.
Very good. Thank you.
North of Route 1, northwest of Terrace Road, being Lot 11, Block D, within Silver Lake Manor Development, a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Names and addresses, please.
Barry Furman and Gail Furman, 3819 Terrace Road, Rehoboth.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please?
Yes, we're asking for a variance in order to build a front open porch that will be covered.
Okay.
Can I mention something else? I might. I understand that the shed was put on the list also, even though I didn't ask for a variance for the shed, because it was deemed to be in the setback. I have a survey that was stamped, approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission that I'd like to give to you.
Okay, if you'll hand it down to the secretary, please.
What's the date of the stamp approval?
It's the exact same. Well, this one is 62804, the one he has.
Shows the same dimensions?
Yes.
Same encroachment?
Let me see. 239, and yes.
Did you folks purchase the property as it is, or did you build it?
No, we purchased it as is.
Okay.
We have built a new shed in the last few months. That is actually quite a bit further from the boundaries of the property.
Okay, so the one in question about the variance was already there?
Yes.
Okay, and you didn't put it there?
No.
Okay, the one that you just built, did you get a permit for?
We did.
Okay, good.
Mr. Mills, I do have a note from Rusty dated on September 8th that shed on survey has been removed. New shed meets setback requirements. I told the customer to double check distance on side and rear of new shed and call back, but I do not have any more correspondence from that. Just letting you know, this note was.
So he's saying the shed is not there.
That what's on the survey has been removed and they must have rebuilt a new one.
He recognized that there was a new shed.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
good.
Like. And I had spoken with him. The problem was I have not been at the house since the time I spoke with him in order to measure it.
Yeah, if you want to submit some pictures, you can give them the sizes.
Okay, so this one's been gone. This one's no longer there. So
that, when we bought the house, that was on.
Okay, so this is the original,
correct,
which is no longer there.
So what you're requesting is a 11.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot for a porch. You're not requesting the 4.72, is that right, for the shed?
Well, if we need it, we...
Yeah, we're requesting it if that's true, if we need it. I don't know that we do because we have the approved survey. But to the extent that we need that, yes,
okay,
we're asking for that.
Let me ask you this. The survey you just gave us, does that show where the shed now sits?
It does.
Okay.
It's in the same footprint as the original.
It shows where the original shed was, and this is within the footprint.
Right.
New shed.
The new shed.
It's within.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you still need that variance, and how much for the, I can't read for what the rear yard?
2.6?
2.611, yes.
Okay.
Right, that's for the rear.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Susan, the shed does meet the setbacks, what Rusty said.
No, it's in the same footprint.
It's on the same footprint.
Footprint of the original.
This shed is smaller than the original. It's four feet
Rusty
smaller.
Said on his,
just right. That the shed that
has
is
to,
on the survey is not there anymore.
Okay.
And that they placed a new one.
Setback requirement is 5 feet. Did you folks build that, or did you have someone put it on there?
We had someone build it.
Did you? Okay. And who applied for the permit, you or he?
The builder.
Who was the builder?
Patrick Watts.
Do you have an address for Mr. Weiss?
Not on me.
Okay. Can you provide that to the office?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
A permit was obtained. No CO has been issued.
Okay. CO, Certificate of Occupancy.
Oh, okay.
All that technical talk.
P&Z slang.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be sending him a letter because he should have been responsible enough to know that it had
to be
5 feet.
Well, he told us that because there's a shopping center in the back, it would only need to be 3 feet for the back.
Ah.
And on the side, because we put it over as far right as we could, mm-hmm. and I guess he thought it was 5 feet.
I think it is about 5 feet.
Because we made it 4 feet less, and there was room between the original and the property line to begin with. And we cut it from 16 feet to 12 feet, the shed.
Okay.
Well, so I think he's under the assumption that it was within the guideline.
He will learn his assumptions wrong. Because he'll be getting a letter from this guy. Okay. You heard how I explained about the variance and the standards. Do you have a copy of that you can review?
I do.
Okay. Can you tell us why you think it meets the standards?
Well, as to uniqueness, as I said, I bought the house, so the house was already there.
Okay.
I couldn't build a porch on the front or either side or the back without a variance because of the way it's situated on the property.
Okay. Looks to be a pretty narrow lot, too.
You want a picture of that? Okay.
I'm helping out.
It's a 50-foot lot.
Sure.
Okay. And is there an exceptional practical difficulty? The answer is yes, because there's no place to build an open porch without a variance.
Okay.
Good.
Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because there's no space to build it without a variance.
Okay.
Good.
Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? I guess if you believe a front porch is a reasonable use, then the answer is yes.
Okay.
Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No. As I said, I bought the house. The house is where it is. At the time that the house was built, there were no setback requirements. The effect on surroundings, will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, in fact, it's going to enhance the character of the neighborhood, which is one reason that I want to do this. Most of the homes on our block have front porches. My house, even though I refer to it as the front, the house is turned around. So it's really the side. This will enable me to have a sliding glass door to the porch in the front of the house, and it will fit in much better in the neighborhood than it does presently.
I have pictures if you want to see them.
Welcome to submit them.
You want
to? You're welcome to submit them.
Okay. If you'd like to, please.
Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? Properties adjacent to us are completely developed. So the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. We'll be able to maintain the same off-street parking that we have now, which is 3 cars in the driveway. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue?
Mm-hmm.
My understanding, from talking to my builder, is that we would need 6 feet to 8 feet to do it through a porch, and we chose 6 feet as the smallest possible.
Okay. And you said that the house was built before the ordinance or the zoning ordinance, so it was built prior to 1970? Or don't you know?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
1983, I think it was built.
Okay.
Mr. Mills, it's 1968.
Oh. Woke, thanks.
The house is 68?
No, that's
when zoning started.
That's when
68.
Okay.
68. She's correcting me.
All right. Then there are many, many homes in my block that are in the setback. Many.
Built into the setback? Okay.
Yeah. There's some homes that if they're 20 feet, it's a lot.
So if we were to take an average of all the homes, yours would be right there in the average with the porch? Is that correct?
Right, with the porch, yes, it would be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very well. Good.
Still needed for shed. Still needed for shed.
Yeah, but that was, those are minor compared to the problem.
The one thing that you could possibly do and not need a variance at all for that porch is to have a survey done to determine an average, of the properties there.
That would require a survey of all the homes in the neighborhood?
It would require a surveyor to shoot the
And they'll go 300 feet either way, both ways. And if the average of the setbacks of all the houses within that 600 feet comes out, for example, to the same as what you're asking for, then you wouldn't need a variance.
It will be distorted because the house that's right next to me has the furthest from the right-of-way of any house in the neighborhood. He's way back.
And it was an existing house.
Okay.
So. That's across the street from us.
Okay.
Directly across.
Well, the one's on your side of the street. It's the one we're talking about on your side.
Yeah, that's
of
what
terrace.
I was talking about.
No, he was just showing me a picture that I was explaining.
Talk about the one on your side of the street, right? The one that's
yes, the one
back.
That's set back so far right. Is on my side of the street. It's my next-door neighbor.
Well, they wouldn't go any further back than 30 because that's the required setback. So they wouldn't, even if he's 45 feet back, they're not going to call it any more than 30.
Mm-hmm.
That might benefit you to do something like that if the board approves it.
Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Portman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10699. As I don't believe it'll alter central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,699. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case is approved.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Case number